Leading the news, the ACT will push on with its same-sex marriage laws despite threats of a High Court challenge. The ACT is on course to pass a bill to legalise gay marriage later this month, but the Federal Attorney General George Brandis says he'll challenge that law in the High Court because he argues it violates the Marriage Act. The ballot for a new Labor leader closes today. Party members have until 5pm to lodge their votes. Bill Shorten is widely tipped to have won yesterday's caucus ballot, but he could still lose out to his rival Anthony Albanese, who is popular with the party's rank and file. US Republicans have offered a temporary extension to the debt ceiling in exchange for negotiations to end the budget deadlock. The president is due to sit down with Republican leaders this morning. The White House says the president will consider the offer rather, but won't be held to ransom. Malala Yousafzai has won the European Union's annual Human Rights Award. The Pakistani teenager survived being shot in the head by the Taliban last year for campaigning for girls' education. She's also tipped to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, to be announced later today. And new Australian research shows even casual smoking can be deadly. Researchers looked at the health records of 200,000 Australians. They found that smoking 10 cigarettes a day doubles the risk of premature death compared to people who don't smoke.